If you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now, it's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, July 14, 2026 edition. Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini said that in the last 18 months, a Department of State from Jocelyn Benson's Secretary of State's office database has led to more than 1,000 ineligible non-U.S. citizens being summoned for jury duty in his county because the issue bureaucrats failing to do their job properly. In talking with MERS News Service podcast, Ferlini, the Republican-endorsed Secretary of State candidate, said from the start of 2025 last year through the second quarter of this year, meaning through June, more than 1,000 non-U.S. citizens were summoned for jury duty based on the jury pool data that was provided by Jocelyn Benson's office, the Department of State. Ferlini asked a very simple question. Why are these people even in our database? This opens up the problem of people actually showing up for jury duty because they're afraid to say they're non-citizens. Or maybe they think they are simply judging in a jury trial, not knowing that you actually have to be a U.S. citizen to participate on a jury board. Ferlini said 40 of those names were also found to be on his qualified voter file. If a non-U.S. citizen had gotten through becoming a juror, he explained the defense attorneys and prosecutor teams were then vulnerable to having the trial's victory or losses at risk of being made null and void. He added that individuals are not illegal immigrants, quote unquote, but people in the country legally paying taxes and being a part of a great society. He said now they're being tripped up on something like this because bureaucrats won't do their job properly in Lansing. Here's the problem. Ferlini went on to say, quote, when somebody gets their driver's license, they check a box. Are you a U.S. citizen? Yes or no? If the answer is no, they're not supposed to go into the jury pool. However, right now, currently, they are going into the jury pool. That's the Secretary of State's office possibly putting these people in harm's way. In addition, potentially causing problems in our court system. Now, these people may one day want to be an American citizen. And now, if they end up having a voting record, is that going to spoil their opportunity to become an American citizen? Shame on Jocelyn Benson for allowing this to happen, quote unquote, said Ferlini. In breaking it actually down, at the beginning of this year, Ferlini scrutinized the Department of State's database for possible jurors. From January to June, found 239 non-U.S. citizens who are not eligible for jury duty that were actually summoned to come to his county and to be selected potentially to appear and serve on a jury board. His office reported that more than a dozen had also been registered to vote in Michigan's election at some point in time. This story came out back on January 12th of this year. He said the number of more than 1,000 is an expansion of his January findings. When he went back all the way to the start of 2025 and for the first half of this year. Well, less than a month later in February, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson refuted Ferlini's claims, making the case that many of the 239 folks incorrectly filled out a form, presumably to get out of jury duty. So they basically lied on the jury questionnaire, Benson, that's what you're saying? So they don't have to serve on a jury board, they mark that they're not a citizen. Well, after being reviewed by Michigan's Bureau of Elections, Benson said three of the 15 non-U.S. citizens Ferlini's office flagged had a voting record. One who was a citizen, another one that was being investigated, and a third one who voted in 2018 and was identified in past investigations. She said that when the headlines were prioritized over facts, real people pay the price. Well, when asking Anthony Ferlini about Benson's response, he called it, quote, pathetic. I said, this is a problem. It's got to get fixed. I was disappointed in her answer. 3 weeks later, she responded with a political answer, saying that I was being irresponsible. Are you kidding me? Doing my job is being irresponsible? We're supposed to be partners in this. As a county clerk, one of 83 around the state of Michigan, we rely on the Department of State to provide us accurate information in our qualified voter files and also our jury board. We need to know who we can actually call on to serve in a courtroom. Well, in addition, Ferlini answered other questions about his Secretary of State candidacy. With a speedy round of questions, revealed that he supports moving Michigan's August primary elections up to May. Thank you, God. Finally, somebody gets it. Why? Because Ferlini used to be a state representative. He got elected down in his Macomb County area to serve as state representative. He served in Lansing. You cannot have August primaries this late moving forward. August 4th, folks, we will determine who the candidate's going to be for U.S. Senator, for both the Republican and Democrat Party, Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State. Those people aren't even going to be done until the state conventions on August 22nd. But guess what? Due to 45 days early absentee voting, these candidates are only going to have a month to campaign before the ballots start going out in late September. I believe it's September 23rd, 45 days before the November 3rd election. Primaries must be moved up to May. Let the candidates be known as to who are representing the parties and then have time to campaign, to be able to get their names out there, raise money, put up signs, walk in the Memorial Day parades. These candidates can't even and couldn't even walk in the 4th of July parades this year. Well, in addition to moving the August primaries up to May, Ferlini also opposes the proposal to limit millage questions to only appearing on November ballots. He supports having parties, Secretary of State, Attorney General nominees chosen on the primary ballot instead of through party-run conventions. Interesting. He doesn't want the precinct delegates picking the candidates. for Secretary of State, his office he's running for, an attorney general, he wants the general public to do it. As far as the concerns from the U.S. Department of Justice sending election monitors to Detroit, East Lansing, and Lansing for the August 4th primary, he thinks monitors coming in as a good thing. Detroit clerk Janice Winfrey said that the Department of Justice's notice makes three false assertions regarding the 2024 elections that formed a, quote, baseless conclusion that became the pretext for extra monitoring in Detroit. Well, the city clerk, Janice Winfrey of Detroit, says to the Department of Justice, come in if you want, but get the facts right. Berlini went on to say, actually, I kind of wish they would come to Macomb County and perhaps even Oakland County as well. We can use a few extra hands. So I think if you're opposing it, is there anything that you're maybe possibly trying to hide? Berlini asked. If they want to come to my county, Macomb, I'd be happy to have them. Really, I am. And there are ways to improve ourselves and ways that we can help, they can help us improve the process. Berlini described how the process, if a federal monitor came in, it'd still be clear that he would be the boss. His deputy clerk, we would run the election. He would offer a Michigan law training manual, a cup of coffee, and ask them where they'd like to set up. Berlini is against also the proposal for state digital state IDs and driver's licenses that residents could possess in their cell phone virtually, similar to airline boarding passes and tap-to-pay credit and debit cards. Berlini doesn't want the Department of State to ramp up efforts against deed fraud, where scammers forge documents illegally to transfer a property into their name. A notary is to be used to confirm that someone has signed the deed in their presence. Berlini said someone can purchase a stamp from Amazon, forge a signature, and commit deed fraud. Anthony Berlini, candidate for Secretary of State, Republican nominee. He's got a couple more ideas. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to LibertyMountainUSA.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the final segment, hour number one here on this Tuesday. Continuing on with this story, sitting down with Anthony Forlini, the Republican nominee for Secretary of State. He's going to be running against Garland Gilchrist, who the Democrats nominated as their candidate for Secretary of State. As you know, he's the current lieutenant governor under Governor Gretchen Whitmer for the last 7.5 years. Well, in this story, Berlini said that the Department of State needs to get ahead of the bad guys and provide a legitimate way of putting documents together, verifying that a legitimate notary authorized deed signings. Again, Forlini said somebody can purchase a stamp from Amazon, forge a signature, and commit deed fraud unless it's signed in front of a notary public, somebody who has actually been trained to witness documents, is licensed and bonded through a bonding agency. They need to be present when these deeds are signed. Problem is, people, Berlini goes on to say, are stealing people's homes. Wayne County alone has prosecuted over 400 individuals for deed fraud. We even have issues here in my Macomb County. As a matter of fact, my own cousin had his deed stolen. It goes to the policy agencies, the attorneys, and the process. The system is currently getting bastardized, and we have to get ahead of this. When I'm elected the next Secretary of State, I will make this a top priority. We will fix this problem once and for all, said Forlini. So, looking at all of these policies, he has definitely been trained up on what needs to be done to fix the Department of State in Lansing. And you have to understand something, folks. These problems have been in place the entire 7.5 years that Jocelyn Benson has been our Secretary of State. Now she's on the ballot to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. The polling indicates that she's going to beat Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, almost like a foregone conclusion. Well, she's leaving a legacy behind. And Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist has been in that position the entire 7.5 years. Benson has been the Secretary of State. Now he's running to replace her. Do we see any news stories about him calling out these problems, these issues inherent in their department? I haven't seen Gilchrist come out with any policies. But for non-citizens to be put into the jury pool database and people actually from that same database being put into the qualified voter files and allowed to potentially vote, that's a problem. Our founding fathers made it so being a U.S. citizen was something that was valuable. And the number one right as U.S. citizens that we are born with here in this country is the right to vote. It's highly, highly, desperately, automatically necessary that citizens vote, not non-citizens. You don't want somebody from another foreign country coming in and electing our officials. We don't want them electing our president. We surely don't want them electing our governor, our secretary of state, attorney general, and U.S. senator. This is what this is all about. And you have to understand something. This process has got to be fixed once and for all. Honestly, I don't even know if Jocelyn Benson even cares. This is something that they want illegal immigrants from outside other countries to come in and be able to vote. Why? Because most of the time they vote for the Democrats. If these files systems get cleaned up and we're guaranteed only to have U.S. citizens voting in this country, how would that affect the outcome of our elections? I would say it would probably help Republicans more than it would the Democrats, and more Republicans would get elected. This woman has been allowing these systems to operate for the last 7.5 years. And now she will be administering and overseeing the election of her running for governor in November. Wake up, people. This is all hands on deck for the Republicans. If you voted November 5th, 2024, you have to vote November 3rd this year. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family.